Much is said about the talents of Birmingham's Les Ross and his 26 years on Breakfast. But let's remember that BRMB turned him down at first, so his commercial radio debut came at the then Radio Tees, this week, 45 years ago.
And a very good morning to you. It's Midsummer Day, Tuesday the 24th of June 1975, and this is Leslie Ross welcoming you to the start of our very first day of transmissions here on Radio Tees, 257 metres. Thanks for making the effort. Glad I did. I'll be with you in 5 minutes' time to start our very first breakfast show. Hope you'll risk staying that long, anyway.
This was a conscious effort right from the beginning, that we wouldn't just have disc jockeys who'd say this is and that was and a few sort of banal jokes, but have presenters who, in fact, are much broader than that. Yes, they'll play a lot of music, but they're also going to be able to reflect the community in which they're living. I mean, have phone-ins and interviews on a vast range of subjects, some of them quite heavy, involving sort of politics and social issues, and presenters who can cope with that.
Radio Tees, beginning this week in 1975, now known as TFM. Earlier this year, of course, the BBC local station there became BBC Radio Tees. And I think much like BBC Radio Wiltshire, it had a different name at the beginning because the commercial operator had got to the names first. Commercial radio was regulated strictly in its early days, with real intervention on decisions and tight codes for content and technical. And as for trying to make some money, forget it. By this week in 1984, the stations had had enough and convened what became known as the Heathrow Conference.
They were very outspoken, as indeed they were entitled to be, and they felt that not sufficient time had been given to attending to the real requirements of funding for radio, and that the IBA in particular was exercising undue power, and that angered and frustrated them to a very considerable extent.
The regulation of radio in its early 15 years, let's say, up to 1990, was done according to the spirit of the times and with great success in terms of the output. So I'm unashamed about it, but I will hold my hands up to the odd bit of bureaucratic nonsense, maybe more than the odd bit of bureaucratic nonsense.
Tony Stoller, station operator, regulator, trade body executive. And before Tony, you heard from John Whitney, Capital MD, and then regulator. At work, listening is fairly important to radio. It accounts for about a quarter of all listening. And the value of our medium in that workplace context has been recognised for a very long time. Music While You Work was the programme which began on the BBC Forces programme this week in 1940, described officially as music meant especially for factory workers to listen to as they work. I have the music policy here, if you'd like it. Here we go. Predominantly familiar pieces. That's good. Nothing lethargic. Consistent volume. Avoidance of overloud drumming. Open brackets, which could sound like gunfire. Close brackets, this was wartime. And generally cheerful programmes to which workers could whistle or sing. So I'd take away the gunfire and you've got the music policy of most radio stations now during the day. The programme was live at first with orchestras and dance bands and military bands, and all the tracks segue neatly together.
Calling all workers, Music While You Work will be played by Troyes and his banjolier.
The sick tune, very familiar, it certainly became so. Calling All Workers, it was called, by Eric Coates. Music While You Work, aimed at wartime workers, later factory workers and motorists as well. First heard on the Forces and Home Service, later on the Light programme. It began 80 years ago this week and continued for 27 years with a couple of comebacks. Tony Blackburn has often been one to speak his mind.
The Peel sort of music, I would never for one moment say that it shouldn't be played on radio. I don't think there's a place for it on Radio 1. I think it should be on Radio 3 in stereo and in VHF, on VHF, because I think people who want that sort of music would rather have it in the quality of sound. I personally don't find anything in it myself. I think people tune into Radio 1 for non-stop hit records.
Tony's speaking about Radio 1 in 1971. But in 2004, this week, he was taking issue, so we were told, with the Classic Gold playlist when he was told he couldn't play songs by Cliff.
Well, it struck me as being rather stupid being on a 60s, 70s and 80s station and Cliff Richard's had over 100 hit records not to be playing Cliff Richard.
And when it all blew up and became this huge thing with Parliament debating it and so on, what were you thinking?
Well, I thought it's gone a bit further than I thought it would, to be absolutely honest with you. I mean, they're standing up in Parliament, but at the same time, I got my own way in the end.
He must have been incredibly grateful. Did he send you anything?
Well, he sent me a thank you card and a half a bottle of champagne.
Tony Blackburn in the Sir Cliff Row this week in 2004. Strip shows are now commonplace on radio, so the person you hear at 10 in the morning on a Monday, generally the same person you hear on a Tuesday at 10. Wasn't always the case. Often on BBC radio, presenters used to be on rotors. Ray Moore hosted Early Breakfast on Radio 2 for 3-month stints. Until this week, 38 years ago, when the programme became his.
I was just thinking, actually, while Bill Withers was singing there, around about this time of a New Year's Eve hogmanay, I remember back in Liverpool, my old dad, around about this time, I'd get his hat and coat on, and he would disappear out into the Stygian gloom of the back entry around about this time of night with a loaf of bread, a fistful of nutty slack, and a brand new Threepenny Joey, which was part of his self-invented tradition of first footing, I suppose. And he'd reappear a couple of hours later, swaying quietly at the front door to himself, having been fortified along the way, of course, with generous helpings of whiskey and assorted other devil's brews. And away in the dark and dim distance, you could just hear Bootle's baby cry.
Step inside.
What a voice. What words. Incredible. So, with Heart rebrands for 2CR, Buzz, Champion, Coast, Essex and Victor, Marcia, Ocean and Southern 11 years ago.
Heart is coming.
Heart always makes me feel good. Songs that I've liked since I was little.
BBC Radio Leeds, launching 52 years ago.
You're listening to the sound of your own local station, BBC Radio Leeds, 92.4 VHF. It's exactly 3:15 in time for tea break.
Sandy Toksvig concluding her 9-year stint on the News Quiz on Radio 4 5 years ago.
Ironically, one of the best ways to get a glimpse into what life was like in the 1300s is to spend an evening at a Yeats's wine lodge.
And with the announcement 13 years ago that Heart, LBC and Galaxy, the Chrysalis radio brands, were to be sold for £170 million to form the foundation of a new company called Global Radio, now reaching 23 million people. Those are this week's Radio Moments.